Elon Musk tweets that Tesla Solar just relaunched and he wants us to let him know what we think. All this and more on The Gigawatt. Well, we've known for a while now that Tesla is trying to reclassify itself as a transportation as a service company by launching the Tesla Network, which is going to be their full self-driving robo-taxi network that Musk says should be coming out in just a couple of years, but I do believe it will be much slower than that because regulators take forever to do anything, even if full self-driving is feature complete by the end of 2019. However, Tesla has just unveiled that they are now a solar energy as a service company as well by launching solar rentals in select states. So you are now able to rent Tesla solar panels for your roof in the states of Arizona, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New Mexico, with this service most likely rolling out over time to many, many more states. So you're actually able to rent the small-scale solar system for only $50 a month, which you would normally have to buy from Tesla for $10,070. Medium is $100 and large is $150. This is set for Arizona pricing, which is, I believe, the cheapest pricing. And you can get all this for just $100 down today if you choose to order it. So what we're looking at is the basic Tesla solar system with that runner around it. It is not the solar roof. The Tesla solar roof is still sort of a mystery, but that is not really the point today. The point is that we are beginning to ramp up production of these solar panels for Tesla. This is going to allow us to look at Tesla's acquisition of SolarCity from a few years ago and say this starts to make sense. When we bought the company, we have not been generating profits or even real revenue for Tesla since the acquisition. So the acquisition really didn't make much sense. And many short sellers were using it to basically yell at Tesla for bailing out Elon Musk and his cousins. For those of you who don't know, Elon Musk's cousins founded SolarCity and Elon Musk was a large shareholder in the company. So this really did look like a bailout at the time. However, I think that we can safely say with this ramp of solar systems for the solar rental service that SolarCity's acquisition will be put to good use. I'm personally feeling pretty great about this news from Tesla because I have subscribed to Galileo Russell's view that Tesla Energy is going to act almost like AWS for Tesla, where it will subsidize the money-losing parts of the business for a long time before they can begin generating profit, which is how Amazon has been able to fund this rapid expansion of Prime delivery services for so long, by using AWS to generate much of the profits for the company that are then reinvested into trying to get down to one-day delivery or two-hour delivery for Prime Now and stuff like that at Amazon. I believe that Tesla now has their version of AWS through this solar as a service that we are starting for the company. So I'll be holding on to my stock for a long time, as I have planned to do for a long time, pretty much since I bought the stock. I feel very good about the company right now. I think we're going, we're just going to the moon right now through expansion of Tesla Energy. That's looking great right now because that was kind of a dead part of the business for a while. And then Model 3 has been ramping like crazy. I'm seeing those all over the place. And Model Y is going to start ramping up soon. We're going to be looking at a very profitable and very successful company in about a year or so. So to recap, Tesla has launched solar energy as a service for people in a select number of states, and it will be expanding out throughout the United States over time. This is going to be a very, very profitable part of the business, I think, in the long run, as demand is driven towards solar production, which allows them to produce more solar and hit an economy of scale. I should mention that the Gigawatt does not constitute a research report or investment advice, so you should not make any investment decisions based on what you've heard, because I am not your fiduciary, and I'm not responsible for any losses that you may incur on investing in Tesla stock. So, thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all very soon in the next episode of The Gigawatt.